Over.
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Washington Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Roxanne Knoll?
Who are you calling?
Washington Opinion Service.
Western Opium Service?
Washington.
Washington?
Yes.
This is her husband. This is her husband.
Okay. May I please speak with Roxanne Knoll?
She's not here right this second, but...
Okay, maybe you can help us out. We're conducting a national opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you for your help, sir. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
All right. Let's say that over again.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you registered to vote in Washington?
We both are, yes.
And I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
100% vote.
And can you please tell me what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I'm 61, Roxanne, 63.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
American white.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
The first one, prime Republican.
And now thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Is that strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly. And
generally
not only
speaking,
not only because I'm Republican, it wouldn't make a difference if I was Democrat, Republican, independent. I just see this country going to hell.
Okay. And now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Lucien Camp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't know much about, what was her name again?
Mary Lucien Camp-Perez.
I don't know much. I don't know. I actually don't know anything about her.
Okay, she is the congresswoman. Just based on what you know about her, do you strongly approve her job, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I guess somewhat approve. I don't know her. I don't even know her. You just told me.
Okay, and now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Lucien Camp-Perez is... I'm sorry, this is the same question. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. I have combating threat to our democracy, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, protecting the strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence. The last three, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or climate change and protecting the environment.
Right now, with everything going on, I would say the first thing is to protect the border.
Okay.
Second thing is inflation.
And lowering cost. Thank you. And now I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Yeah.
The first one, Dave Reichert. From
Dave
0 to 100? Yes. How would you rate him from 0 to 100?
I would go with a 50. I don't know much about him either.
Okay.
I know I've heard the name, but I don't know what he does.
Yeah, just based on what you know about him or what you have seen or heard, it's at a 50, correct?
50, yeah.
Okay. And the next one is Bob Ferguson. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Oh, I'd say a 0. He's horrible.
0. Okay. The next one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
95.
The next one, Joe Kent. From 0 to 100?
Joe Kent. I've heard his name mentioned here in Washington State. That's not the guy that prayed on the sideline, is it?
Okay. Based on what you have seen or heard about him, or any impression you have of him from 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
I'd say maybe a 60. Okay. I've never heard anything really bad.
And the next one is Mary Glusenkamp Perez. From 0 to 100?
50. I don't know anything about her.
Okay. The last three, Joe Biden. How would you rate him?
A 0.
Republicans in Congress, Republicans in general, how would you rate them?
Probably about a 35 to 40 in that area.
Okay.
They're very soft and weak.
And Democrats in Congress, in general, from 0 to 100?
Probably about a 25.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
And if the election for Congress in Washington, 3rd District, were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
And even though you are not supporting Mary Glusenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I will have to look into what she stands for and what she wants to push. I don't vote 100% Republican all the time. But do you think
you have just a very slight chance, not chance at all, a small chance, or a fair chance that you might support her?
I don't think so right now.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. No. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 65% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. The first quality or attribute is someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggle of working class people because they are working class themselves. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
The next one, someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF. From 0 to 10, how important?
I'm pro-choice, so I would say a 5.
Okay. The next one, a moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right. From 0 to 10, how important is that in your member of Congress?
A moderate who
will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
That's a 10.
Okay.
As long as they're fair and balanced, that's fine.
Okay. The last three, a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse. From 0 to 10?
In other words, no dog and pony show, huh? I want a workhorse. I want someone that's going to fight for us.
Okay.
That's a 10.
Okay. And the last two, a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us. How important is that? From
you have to stand off. Absolutely.
Okay. And the last one, someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
How old is this country? I haven't seen one yet.
But from 0 to 10, how important is that being your member of Congress?
That's extremely important.
Okay, is that a 10?
A 10 on that. You know, we need people to get up there and fight for us.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. We're 85% now. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Perez. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing reasons to support Mary Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5, it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that the statement is not at all convincing reasons to support her for Congress. Just 3 statements. The first one, In February of 2020, Mary Glusenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that to support her for Congress?
A 10.
Okay, the last two, Mary Glusenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
That is a different kind of leader, especially in the Democratic Party. That's a 10.
Okay. And the last one, Mary Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress rather than voting the party line. She voted her conscious and did what she thought was best for our district, and the Colombian state saw, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
I'd say maybe a 7.
7, okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Knowing a little more about her and not knowing what Joe Kent stands for, I'd say a 5. It depends. I have to know what Joe Kent is running on. I just
If the election was today?
On what you just gave me, I got one side. I didn't get two sides. So how can I make that decision honestly? I like what you just told me. You know, she stands, with a open mind, but,
correct.
You know, you're only giving me her side. So on what you just told me, yes, she's good. But
okay.
I don't know. I can't make that decision right this second to tell you the truth.
But which one should I record for you? Mary Glusenkamp Perez or Joe Kent?
I would say Mary. For what you just told me, I'd go with her.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you some doubt or concern that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. And this is random. Mm-hmm. Other will hear statements about the other candidates. But please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubt, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. And just 2. The first one. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of election he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. After hearing that, serious doubts, some doubts, or no doubts at all. From 0 to 10.
No doubts at all.
And the last one?
I just have a question for you on that.
Yeah.
Personally, for the working people and for small business, Jay Inslee really hurt people in this country, in this state. Okay? And then the other thing with one of the other things that you said about what Joe Kent stood for, you know, the thing on the Capitol, to me, wasn't right, okay? No one should have done that, but in the other respect, too, is the police didn't help the situation. They stood there.
Yeah, you know, I understand. This is an opportunity to find out if you will continue supporting this candidate, even after hearing what the opponents say.
Yeah, there was one other thing that he said about Joe Kent that made me, on the question, the first couple things you said, and I can't remember, I know the one was the insurrection, I know the other one was...
That he has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and that he wants to eliminate voting by mail.
Of voting by mail. That I am totally against.
Okay.
I think the country should go back to you walk in, you sign, you show your ID, the lady looks you up. This electronic world, I don't do anything with a computer, nor do I text. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. So, maybe it's a good idea, right? But the last one is, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense.
Now, is this Mary? Yes. Mary, I don't know her last name. Is this her first time running to be in Congress?
Or is she? I'm required to read verbatim, and more information isn't written here. But
okay.
But just if you can select from 0 to 10, if you have serious doubt, not some doubt, or not at all about this statement, please. So, Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it a quote Antifa superhighway unquote. And that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representative in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. After hearing that, you have serious doubts, some doubts, or no doubts, no doubts at all, to support Joe Kent for Congress.
I've got some serious doubts on that.
Okay. Is that a 10? From 0 to 10?
I'd say a 10. I mean, they're going to use the highway to move criminals around and other things. I mean, come on. You know, that's kind of nutty.
And after hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are more likely to support him for Congress or less likely?
Just on what you based just now, I'd say a little less likely. But, you know, I want to see.
And given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
There's a couple of different reasons. You just mentioned with the abortion. You mentioned the money for the bridge. you know, I just want to see, you know, and know how many years he's been in Congress, because everybody that goes into Congress goes in poor and comes out a millionaire. They all get lifetime medical benefits on the back of the working people, which I don't think is fair to the working people anymore. Just like the president, he gets a paycheck the rest of his life, and then he goes out and speaks and makes $3-4 million every time he speaks. You know, he can't go get a job. He can't. You know what I'm saying? This country is upside down right now.
And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we're done. Again, thank you so much for your opinion. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year of schooling I completed?
Yes, 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college.
I never finished high school, but I'm a union pipefitter welder. I went to school through the union to learn my trade.
Okay. So 11th grade, is that okay?
11th grade, yeah.
Thank now, you. And are you married?
I'm married, yeah, to Roxanne.
Married and living with partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Living with my wife.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm conservative, but a moderate conservative.
Somewhat conservative, not very. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Somewhat conservative? Okay. And the last question, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever, but my wife goes every weekend.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help and for taking the call. Have a great evening. Thank you for your help.
You know what you should ask? Hello?
I'm sorry? Yes?
You know what you should ask people?
I'm sorry?
They should, the Congress people and everything, you need to get the trades back going in the school systems and get the trades working in this country so you can train the younger kids to do the work and to get ahead again. We're falling so far behind with no trade schools or the high schools not training or teaching these kids a little bit of motor skills, a little bit of electrical, you know, to get their minds in the – these kids are just sitting home on computers every day. It's fair.
Yeah, sir. I understand. Thank you. Thank you so much for your opinion and for your time. I will tell my supervisor. And again, thank you for your help, sir. And have a good night.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.